between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Let's greet October with open arms. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and if you remember from last year, I am kicking off my 31 Days of Horror. This is where I choose one of my favorite horror movies or shows to watch. I mean, honestly, I often watch more than one, but I usually only tell you guys about one. This year, I started off with the Fear Street trilogy on Netflix, and let me say, do not get attached to the characters. You will lose so many and watch graphically as they are mutilated. Honestly, it's a lot of what I look for in a great series and a great way to start off this spooky season. I also got to bring my favorite month, besides my birthday month, in by celebrating the marriage of two amazing friends of mine. Just a great celebration. Like so many of my other friends there, I was so grateful that I was invited and able to be there to support their inspiring love. Like, these women are awesome. There is also a Halloween burlesque There is also a Halloween burlesque that is going on this coming Friday. I want to do so many things during Halloween, but I have to be wary because I don't use too many spoons or money that I don't really have. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. It just blows my mind that as a child, I was so scared that I couldn't use the bathroom alone. And now I'm here reading scary stories at least once a week. Don't ever let someone tell you who you are, because with luck, you are always changing. You are always growing. Speaking of where I am, the character in today's story might have more of an issue answering that question, which makes it the perfect story for the 4th of October, because that's a big 10-4 on no nightmares being wasted. Written by the talented author Anonymousis, you can find on Reddit under the username healthy_highlight_71. Both H's are capitalized. Check it out in the description for any clarification on the spelling. Which brings us to the obvious question. What's your story? From campy to, that's just the thudding of my heart. Right? Scary. I went to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Then, once assembled, send them to dimlightanxiety@gmail.com so I get a chance to bring them to life. The story is coming. I know. You can't wait to hurry up and get lost. But sometimes, following the path or following the plan doesn't work as well as hoped. Today's character will be lucky just to get out alive. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of Being Stalked in the Woods. Can anyone explain what happened to me? Titled, I Was Stalked in the Woods. I'm 27 years old, female, and I love being outside. The woods are where I feel at home. I have been camping out alone in the woods several times, and I'm an avid outdoors woman. Now to my story. It's summer 2018. The temperature is so high, I just need to be outside. I'm going to camp out in a forest I have only been to one time before. It is beautiful, and there are lots of places people never go to. I have heard about this beautiful waterfall that I want to find. The maps are a bit unclear, and I couldn't find much about the location, but I'm going to try and find it anyway. It's Friday, and I have packed all my gear. I have my tent packed, but I think I will be sleeping under the sky, because it would be too hot to sleep inside the tent anyway. It's 8 a.m. when I arrive at the parking lot. I park my car and start to unload my stuff. I suddenly get this really weird feeling that I'm being watched. I act like nothing's wrong. And then I turn around really fast to see who is watching me. To my surprise, there's no one. I'm all alone. I start to listen. I can't hear a sound. My breathing is fast. Why do I suddenly feel so scared? I'm never scared. And I have done this so many times that I can possibly be the reason I feel like this. I shrugged and turned around to collect the rest of my things. Why do I suddenly feel so scared? I'm never scared. And I have done this so many times. What can possibly be the reason I feel like this? I shrugged and turned around to collect the rest of my things. I start walking down a path while I looked at the map. I notice that this map is a little old, so maybe it's a bit different now. I had brought a new map as well, but I must have packed the old one instead. Well, I will find this waterfall no matter what. After 1 hour of walking, I found a little path. It's barely there, but I can see it. I start following it. There are a lot of obstacles blocking the way, but I just navigate through it. 1 hour later, I hear the sound of a waterfall, and I smile. I am so close now. Shortly after I find the waterfall, I am in awe of how magical it is. Is this even real? I take some pictures and I start to set up my camp. I'm not setting up the tent. I'm going to sleep under the open sky. I have a lot of canned food with me because the forest is so dry this summer, so starting a fire is dangerous. I look through my things and realize I forgot my gun. I only have my hunting knife. Damn it. Why do I always have to forget things at home? I spend the rest of the day at the waterfall, and I don't see or hear anyone. I'm all alone. The sky gets darker, and I should be getting ready for bed. Tomorrow is a new day. And I'm going to hike in the area. The day passes, and now it's night. I lay on my sleeping pad, and I'm so close to falling asleep. But then I hear something. I don't know what it is, but it makes my heart start pounding. I get this feeling of being watched again. I find my flashlight and start to look around. I look at my phone. I have no service here. I panic. I turn off my flashlight and start to listen. There is no sound. None at all. It's too quiet. I've never heard a forest so silent. Then I hear a branch clap, crack, slowly. Then silence again. I get my knife and I listen intensely. And then I hear it again. A branch breaking slowly. Something is close, and it's sneaking closer to me. The only thing I can hear is my heartbeat and my breath. I sit there listening for several minutes, but nothing happens. An hour later, I have not heard anything. I'm scared. My heart is beating so fast. But after some time, I don't know how, I do fall asleep. I wanted to set up tent, but it's too dark. I can't do it now. 3:33 a.m. I wake up bathing in sweat and I feel like I'm being watched again. I start fumbling after my flashlight, but I can't find it. I panic, but then I find it. It's 20 inches away from me. How did it get so far away? I turn the light on and look around, and then I realize my knife is gone. I shine the light around on the ground. I see something. I look closer. What is that? My body freezes. Right there is a message written in dirt saying the words, "I see you, but you can't see me." I just stare at it, thinking something was here while I slept. Something was this close to me, and now I don't have anything to protect myself with. Then I hear something in the distance. Someone is whistling and humming. Then it stops, and it is replaced with the hysterical laughing. My body is shaking. Someone is mocking me, and it has my knife. I'm sweating so much, but I feel so cold. I start to think about my family. What would they think if I never came home? Are they ever going to find me if this thing kills me? Do I regret anything? Why did I get into the forest when it was already feeling weird in the parking lot? Why didn't I listen to my gut? My body was trying to warn me, and now I was so fucking stupid not to listen. My thoughts keep running through my head. I see my life is passing by, but then I feel high in my body. It's rising through my body, and suddenly I just want to run. If this thing is going to kill me, I'm not going out without a fight. I shoot up and just started to run. I'm falling over things on the ground, but I just keep running. The laughing comes closer, and I can hear I am being followed by someone or something. I'm hitting my head, scraping my legs. It hurts, but I just keep running. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm praying that I get out alive. It's only a few feet behind me now. It's getting closer every second that passes by. I'm crying and I keep thinking about my family. I don't want to leave them behind. It's going to reach me any second now. It's so close I can hear it breathe. It's not laughing anymore. It just breathes heavily and slowly. Like it's not hard at all. If it wanted, it could just take me right now. But it doesn't touch me. It's right behind me, and I'm just running for my life. And then I tripped. I fell on the ground as long as I am in that second. I knew it was over. I was not going to survive this. I turned around and looked up, shining my light up over my head. I could feel the breathing on my cheek, but I could not see anything. Then I hear a whistling right above my head. I can smell it. I'm gagging and I'm crying and I'm begging for my life. And then I black out. Oh no, I can't stop there. What happened to her? This story is so terrifying. Campy is already scary enough for this reason. And I don't think I'd be able to sleep if I couldn't get my temp up first. Like, seriously, no. I sometimes have difficulty sleeping in a hiking shelter. Like, I've had nightmares in there. Like, I just can't. It's why I say nightmares are a terrible thing to waste. I have so many. We know so little about what actually goes on in the woods, especially at night. So, good and perfect for today's date. Well, you heard it too. What did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. I'm going to start this part off differently today and give our final shout out to the author of our nightmares this week, the amazing author Anonymousis. You can find them on Reddit under the username healthy_highlight_71. If you've enjoyed their work and or my portrayal of their work, please give this podcast a like and 5-star review on Reddit, Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. It really, really helps them get the attention they deserve for scaring the shit out of us. And it helps us continue to get these awesome writers' stories on here. Speaking of stories, this week's writing prompt is: the blood finally sprayed so far it covered the lens of the teddy bear. The eyes that saw it all finally going dark. Use those actual sentences in your story or just as inspiration. Then email that story to the guild so I can bring it to life. That reminds me, I haven't told you the website. Well, you can find the email address and the links to email me on the website, as well as the links to all my social media accounts if you're not that much of an email person. What is the website, you ask? Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with the .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. I think that just about covers it. All we have left is the wrap-up of this terrific tale. Do you think you can handle it? Enjoy, if you dare. When I open my eyes, the sun is rising. I'm bleeding from my legs and my head, but I'm alive. I look around. I'm all alone. But I can hear a motor. I must be close to the parking lot. I got up and start following the sound of the car. I get to the road and finally see it. A car. I flag it down and a kind woman stops and asks me if I'm okay. I can't speak. I'm just crying, and then she asked me if I'm Maria. I look at her and just nod. How did she know my name? She looked at me and asked me if I'm aware that I have been missing for 7 days. I look at her, I'm so confused. How can I have been missing for 7 days? I have only been in the woods since yesterday. She calls someone, and a police car and an ambulance is coming. and I am placed in the ambulance. I'm still not able to speak. They drove me to the hospital, and I'm physically okay. My dad walks in crying, and he's just so happy to see me alive. This is real. I can't remember the last 6 days what happened to me. Why am I still alive? What did it do to me? I never got back to collect my things, and I never got an answer to what happened that night. I am never going into the forest again. I don't want to play with my life a second time. Is anyone out there? I don't remember the last several days. Ten 4. We'll look into it. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Try thinking twice before going into the woods alone. Until next week, creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.